Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
The most important thing, we trust one another. What happened, we trust one another, and that's why we came up with the win.
The head coach.
We're just going to have to be more disciplined. He's going to have to be more disciplined.
And the fans.
We have some talented players, no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to compete at this level of the NBA with what we have going on.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show. Presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza. Now, here's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks get the win, 121-86. Playoff basketball underway in the city of Milwaukee. Good evening. That was as easy as it gets, whether it be a regular season game or a postseason game. Mayor Mitch didn't swear once, I don't think, the entire game. Did you?
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I mean, I'm a person.
How?
I'm a person who uses that type of language way too much anyway, so.
How could you possibly have been mad at any boy during this basketball game?
Well, Giannis missed a lot of free throws at the beginning. Oh, yeah. That was a little bit of a...
Sure.
Bleepity bleep under my
breath. Right.
And Luke Kennard a little bit. If it weren't for him, we'd have won by 60.
Oh, shut up. Just shut up. We would have won by 60. Get out of here.
I don't know if I swore about him at all. I'm just shaking my head and laughing.
Okay, so before we get any further, let's go inside the box score. Bucks win 121-86. Steve Sparky Fiverr, Mayor Mitch, the chairman of the DJ Wilson fan club. He got to play today. Did not put up the numbers he did the last game, unfortunately, for Evan. He's on the other side of the glass taking your calls tonight. All right, let's go inside the box.
How did tonight's game add up? Let's go inside the box score. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and commercial audio video. Simply done right. ABCAudioVideo.com. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
All right, inside the box we go. Giannis, 23 minutes. In my opinion, way too long. We'll get into that in a little bit. 9 of 17 from the floor for Giannis. 1 of 5 from 3. 5 of 12 from the line. That's what Mayor Mitch was talking about tonight for Giannis. And again, you know, in this series, it probably won't be as big of a deal, his free throw shooting, because there probably won't be many close games. But either way, it's something that could be a factor later in the postseason. 24 points, 17 boards, 4 assists, a steal, 1 turnover for Giannis. Chris Middleton, 25 minutes, 5 of 13 from the floor, 4 of 7 from 3, 14 points, 5 boards, 4 assists. Brook Lopez, 25 minutes, 4 of 7 from the floor, 2 of 5 from 3, fresh new haircut too, 4 of 4 from the free throw line, 14 points, 3 boards, couple assists, 4 block shots for Brook Lopez. Eric Bledsoe, 25 minutes, 5 of 9 from the floor, 2 of 4 from 3, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 15 points, 5 assists, 3 boards, 1 steal for Bledsoe. Sterling Brown, 25 minutes, 3 of 5 from the floor, 3 of 5 from 3, 2 of 2 from the line, 11 points, 7 assists, 3 boards, 3 steals, and a blocked shot. I've been doing this postgame show quite a while. Okay? I'll get to the bench numbers in a second. For quite a while. And these dumb plus-minus things that they have in the box scores came around a few years ago. I can't remember another game in my career doing this show, including that Bucks-Toronto game where the Bucks killed Toronto. I can't ever remember seeing plus numbers for all starting five guys like this. I mean, Giannis plus 30, Middleton plus 30, Lopez plus 35, Sterling Brown plus 38, Bledsoe plus 27, all of the starting five were like that. Now, if you go down to the bench, those are all more realistic, plus fours, plus fives, minus fives. DJ Wilson at a minus five. So, I mean, that's more realistic, the bottom part.
Might have to look to upgrade in the offseason, I think, on
just,
that one.
Just stupid numbers from the starters tonight. All right, to the bench we go. 28 minutes for Pat Connaughton, 4 of 6 from the floor, 1 of 2 from 3, 1 of 1 from the line. 10 points, 8 boards, 1 assist, 1 block, 2 turnovers. George Hill, 23 minutes, 6 of 11 from the floor, 1 of 4 from 3, 3 of 3 from the line. 16 points, 3 boards, 2 assists, a steal for George Hill. 23 minutes for Ersan Ilyasova. Didn't hit a single shot. He was 0 for 4. 3 of those were threes. He did have 6 boards, 2 assists, 2 blocks, and a turnover. He's going to need to hit shots in the rounds going forward. Again, this round, maybe not, but going forward. DJ Wilson, 16 minutes, 3 of 5 from the floor, 0 of 1 from 3, 3 boards, 2 assists, 2 turnovers, and 6 points. 15 minutes for Mirotić coming back from injury, 2 of 8 from the floor, 0 of 5 from 3. He had 1 assist, 4 turnovers, and 4 points. Not a great night for Mirotić, but it doesn't really matter. Frazier, 3 of 5, 1 of 2 from 3-point range, 7 points, 3 boards, 1 assist, 1 steal for Timmy Frazier. All right, so we go to the other numbers. Bucks shoot 48.9%. Detroit shoots 38%. Bucks 15 of 43 from 3, 8 of 27 for Detroit. Free throw line 18 of 26 for the Milwaukee Bucks at the line. Not really good numbers there. 8 of 13 for Detroit. Also bad numbers. Rebounds 54 to 46. Advantage Milwaukee Bucks. Assists 31 for Milwaukee. Just 22 for Detroit. Turnovers on the night just 10 for Milwaukee. 13 for Detroit. 121-86. Bucks now with a 1-0 advantage. Next up Wednesday night. We'll be right back on the air right here on The Fan. Wednesday night, same crew in place Wednesday night as well. Myself, Mitch, and Evan. This will, for the most part, be your post-game crew throughout the playoffs, minus maybe a game here or there. All right, so the Bucks win 121-86 over the Pistons. If you're leaving the arena, A, be safe driving. I will tell you, driving from Oak Creek, where we got like 5 or 6 inches of snow, and it's still snowing. I've already snowblowed once. I'm going to have to snowblow again, I have a feeling. Driving here on 94, going past the airport where you get to like 894, yep. I'm riding in the slow lane because I was not about to be driving it fast. So I'm driving in the slow lane, listening to the game. I got a semi just up in front of me to the lane next to me, and he's going. All of a sudden, I see him tap his brakes. And I'm like, I wonder why he's tapping his brakes. And all of a sudden, I'm like, are those headlights in my lane looking at me? Yeah, those headlights are in my lane looking at me. So I had to slow down, almost come to a complete stop.
Wow.
So I didn't crash head onto a car that got spun around on the interstate by another car. And then there was a car behind me there. So, listen.
In the middle of April.
Correct. If you are going to call into the show, just use Bluetooth, man. Keep your hands on the wheel. It's not fun out there right now. We don't need your calls, per se. We can fill it up ourselves. So if you're on the roads, just be safe. Or have somebody else in the car call, maybe. The driver doesn't have to call. Somebody else can call from the car. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan, 121-86 Bucks over the Detroit Pistons. Tell me this. The Bucks blew out the Toronto Raptors a couple years ago, and we were all excited, right? And I came on the air that night, and I said, there's no way this is going to continue. Because hair-on-fire defense they played that night, I said, odds of them keeping that intensity up for every game of this series probably isn't all that good. I just don't think they can do it. And they didn't, and that was the end of it. I don't see how Detroit wins a game, folks. I'm just telling you, I don't think this is similar to the Toronto series at all, where the Bucks blew them out and I was still fearful that they were going to lose the series. I don't see how Detroit even keeps it close, even with Blake Griffin. Coming out of a break on TNT, no, it wasn't coming out of a break. It was in a game segment. And they were bringing up, they showed Blake Griffin on the bench. And Greg Anthony goes, okay, so he's going to come back. But let's not forget, they beat him 4 times with him on the floor. So let's not act like he's going to give them a chance in this series. They're not going to win this series whether he plays or not. And that's exactly right. That's like leading up to this thing, we kept saying, look, they're going to sweep him. I mean, the most pessimistic people were saying, 5 games, maybe they have a bad shooting night. I'm here to tell you, even if they have a bad shooting night, they're still going to beat them. Like, I don't see how Detroit wins a game in this series unless something crazy happens. I don't see it. I just don't. How good does it feel, though, as a Bucks fan to not have to worry at any point during a playoff game that you were possibly going to lose a playoff game. I mean, this thing was done by the second quarter.
Wire to wire, just complete domination.
Yes.
And, I mean, just that first, all you needed was about to that first media timeout. It was
done.
It was over. I mean, it was just, Brian Windhorst was on, Chuck and Winkler on Friday, talking about the Matrix moment for Giannis.
Yeah.
And how close he's getting to that. I mean, obviously, he's going to have that in this series pretty much throughout, where he knows he's the best guy in the court, and you saw that. He took over in within like the first 2 minutes.
This series and doesn't. That was it. This series doesn't count for him. I mean,
It doesn't.
I don't care what he does in this series.
So, okay, you say that. Now, let me present this to you. Does he need to play Wednesday night?
This is where I'm going with the topic.
It's a playoff game.
You're rolling into my topic here because you're getting dangerously close into my topic. This is my thing, okay? We as Bucks fans have been on the other side of games like this.
Correct.
Many times.
I know. I feel terrible for the Pistons. I do.
I don't feel bad for them. Let's not overreact. I don't feel bad for them at all. They're fine. They'll be fine. They're big boys. They'll figure it out, and they'll come back, and they'll play hard next game, and it'll be a closer game, I think. But having said that, so I know what it feels like to get run out of the gym. I've seen it happen to us, the Bucks, for years. Seen it. Regular season, postseason, doesn't matter. Get blown out anytime when you're a Buck. My thing is this. I don't understand why, when you're up by 30 points, and clearly they have no chance, why we still have Giannis in the game. If Andre Drummond would have hurt him, I wouldn't have been mad at Andre Drummond. Do you know who would have felt my wrath? Budenholzer. That's who was about to feel my wrath. When he just discarded him like a paperweight, and he went crashing to the ground. If something would have happened, I wouldn't have cared about Drummond, because to be honest with you, if I would have been a Pistons fan, my reaction to Drummond doing that to Giannis would have been, about damn time somebody did something, been getting your butt kicked all night, about time you did something. The Thon Maker thing earlier in the game, that was not being frustrated. That should have been a flagrant. The left, fine, whatever. He's going for the ball. The right arm cross that he came down with on top of that did not need to happen. There was no need for that to happen. And he got away with a common foul. That was ridiculous.
We've seen Thon do that when he was a member of the Bucks. Stuff that was not dirty, but stuff that was like he doesn't seem to have the greatest coordination in the world.
He doesn't.
So a lot of flailing elbows and stuff like that. So you got to watch out for a little. You saw Michael Carter-Williams on Saturday, right?
What's going to happen?
Somebody gets hit and rocked in the face, and they're going to be bleeding all over the place and getting in the face of a ref. That was kind of cool, actually. I don't know if you saw that.
It's like an MMA fight.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that for me, there's just no need to play him when you're up that much. I don't care what his playoff numbers look like. I don't. He might. I don't. There was no reason to play Middleton. There was no reason to play Bledsoe. Once it gets to 30 and you're in the third, midway through the third, he should have been pulled. You want to start the second half with them? Okay, fine. Once you get to that first timeout in the second half, 7-minute mark or whatever it was, out you come. We're done. You're going to watch. I can't afford to be having you hurt in a meaningless game. And that's kind of what these are right now when you're up by that much. So if I had any complaint about this game, it was that. If you get into this situation again, get him out of there, along with Milton and Bledsoe. All three of them can all come out together. And I just, that was the one most frustrating thing. And then when they realize, oh man, maybe he might get hurt. What happened? You're done, Giannis. Yeah, you're done. We don't need that to happen to you again. So we scared ourselves there a little bit when he tossed you to the ground. So now we're going to pull you, and now we're going to start to pull starters after that. Shouldn't have gotten to that point. All right, 121-86 Bucks over the Pistons. Let's take a call. 414-799-1250. Tweet us, 105.7 FM, The Fan. What you got, Mayor Mitch?
First up, we have Travis on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show. He's leaving the game. What's up, Travis?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Man, what a beautiful game from the Pfizer tonight. I'd like to give a shout-out to my fellow Milwaukee fans. They were off the chain in there tonight, man. It was beautiful. And, hey, Sparky.
Yeah.
Hey, this is what I'm talking about with defense, man. These other teams, they ain't going to run with us on defense, man. They're going to get tired from playing that defense. They ain't been doing it all season long. We're just going to dominate, man, at least this first round. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, this first round is going to be a domination. Yeah, I totally agree. It's going to be a sweep. It's going to be done quick. I really want to see what happens when they get to Detroit and it's 2-0. Like, because you're going to get the best they have to offer in Game 3. That's how I think this is going to go. When you get to Detroit in Game 3 on Saturday, Saturday night before Easter, that's you're going to get their best punch at that moment in time. So if they give their best punch and the Bucks still rolling by 10 or 15, then it, you know.
Hey, giddy up, man. Giddy up. I agree, and let me say one quick thing, man. We won like this tonight. Our team was playing defense even when we were up by 40.
Yep.
That's how we roll, man. We play team ball. Even though Giannis wasn't shooting well from the free throw and Brooke wasn't hitting from three-point land and neither was Nico, we still won by 40, and that's a lot to be attributed to the defensive side of the ball. Go Bucks. Hey, Gary, I seen you at the game. I seen you leaving, baby. We yelled at you. Hey, yo, what's up, Gary? He said, call me. So I'm calling the post-game show right now, man. It was a beautiful thing. Go Bucks, baby. Championship year.
All right, buddy. Take care. There he is, Travis. Calls into the big show all the time and got through a radio spot without swearing. I'm very appreciative. Thank you, Travis. Totally very appreciative because the last two times on the big show he's sworn, we've had to dump him. Okay, where to next, Mary Mitch?
Let's go to Pete and Josh leaving the game. What's up, guys?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Great week for the Bucks. Sparky, I want to ask you a little history lesson here for my son. He's a new Bucks fan this year. He's going to be 15. And I'm trying to tell him that we've watched a lot of bad basketball over the years, and every year has not been like this.
No, we've watched a lot of bad basketball, a lot of losing basketball. And take advantage of the fact that you're alive to watch Giannis right now, because a lot of us never thought we'd see a guy like Giannis in a Bucks uniform.
I said to him, I said that, you know, you're going to tell your kids about this guy we're watching because he's that good. And it's a lot of fun. I got to tell you, it's too bad that Thon's becoming public enemy number one, because I loved him when he was here. And, you know, I think he's just playing hard and he's just not maybe as coordinated. But he's not a dirty player. Loved
one yesterday,
and I think the Bucks
win
four.
Yep, no doubt. It'll be a sweep. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. People yelling me at on Twitter. Trey says, All-Stars play less than 25 minutes. Sparky, you're grasping at stuff that isn't there. Enjoy the W. Right. And if he doesn't get up from the Andre Drummond thing, then what? Then we're saying, well, I would have been playing him up 30-35 too. I get it. He didn't get hurt, so let's not talk about what ifs, right? Let's just enjoy the W and everything else. I'm just calling my shot right now in game one because I got a feeling these all very well are going to be blowouts. That going forward, I'd prefer not. You're up 12, 14, 15. That's one thing. That, right? That's still, they can still come back. When you're up by as much as they were, and there was no hope whatsoever from that Detroit Pistons team tonight at all. You saw them. They were dead in the water. It was over. That's where I get a little nervous about playing guys, because all you need is one guy to lose his temper and do something stupid. They're not advancing in the playoffs anyhow. That guy doesn't care. That team doesn't care. It's over. And you're rolling guys out there still up 35, 40 points. Just saying, all you need is one Larry Sanders-like type guy out there to do something stupid, and all of a sudden you don't have your guy for the rest of the playoffs, and then you're mad at that guy that did it because, well, he shouldn't be upset that we're playing our starters up 40 points. Okay. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I get down with the win. I'm happy about the win. That's my concern. If I have one going forward, there's no concern of losing a game in this series. All right, how about the Screaming Sicilian Frozen Pizza play of the game for your Milwaukee Bucks?
We know you can do that. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You're listening to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops Postgame Show. What play had you screaming? Brought to you by Palermo's Screamin' Sicilian Premium Frozen Products and Kraft Pizzas.
All right, Bucks get the easy win, 121-86 over the Detroit Pistons. Game one of the playoffs. Mayor Mitch, what you got?
This one's pretty easy. Giannis parting the Red Sea in the second quarter for one of many flushes in that first half for the Greek Freak.
Pass for Pachulia, broken up by Sterling Brown.
I'm telling you right now, you hear the TNT call there. When you hear former players laughing, like Greg Anthony or Marcus Johnson or Steve Novak, you hear former players laughing when he does stuff, that gives you a good idea of how great that play was. Because it takes a lot to impress a former player that's been there, played the game, played with greats themselves and everything else. When he does something like that, when he does, I don't know if it was that play or a different play, because Greg Anthony laughed a lot,
when he took off from about the free throw line, he was a step in front of the free throw line and took off. And then they went back and showed the highlight. And Greg Anthony's like, you don't understand like how tall and how long he is to be able to do that. It's not a guard doing that like Michael Jordan. That's a seven-footer doing that. That is crazy.
I mean, we will be getting that play later in the show as well.
Right. So. I mean, it's just nuts. It really is. 121.86 bucks over the Pistons. Take a quick time out. If you're on hold, we'll get to you coming up next. Still room for it if you want to call in. Like I said, if you're driving home from the game, use your Bluetooth. Have somebody else in the car call. Roads aren't the best in the whole wide. We're a little slippery out there still with all this snow. 121.86 bucks over the Pistons. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon.
Bucks over the Pistons, 121-86. Let's eye up the enemy. Thonmaker stunk. 4 points tonight, 2 of 10 for the field for Thonmaker. Andre Drummond, double-double, 12 and 12. 21 off the bench for Kennard. That was the one guy irritating Mayor Mitch tonight. 4 of 5 from 3, but really, realistically, I mean, nobody on this team really did much of anything outside of Luke Kennard, let's be honest. Blake Griffin sitting over on the side. We'll see if he plays on Wednesday night. They'll get to stay here and deal with the snow tonight and hang out for a couple of days. These playoffs are stretched so stupidly long. I don't understand. You play Sunday. Why couldn't they play Tuesday? For the life of me, I don't understand why they. Because even if they sweep, you're still talking over a week before this thing is done, and it could be done within a week, don't you think? Yeah. But they want the playoffs to go to like the end of June, so they're going to get their wish. All right, 121.86 bucks over the Detroit Pistons tonight. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. Talk about a Bucks blowout of the Detroit Pistons. Where to, Mary Mitch?
Stevie in Milwaukee. You're up next on the Fan. What's up, Stevie?
What's up, Sparky? Stevie D, the Cheesecake King.
There's only one Stevie for me, man. So when he said Stevie, I knew who it was.
I knew it.
Yeah, I knew who it was too. I didn't even have to look. All right, what's up?
What's going on? I know this is going to be a total annihilation. On the big show, I can't call in when y'all doing y'all show because I'm currently doing three classrooms at the same time. Oof. And I got some of the worst freaking drivers that they gave me. I got a two-foot driver that's trying to kill me because I told she can use the left foot. And I said, make her ride the lights. And she hit the wipers and then she slammed
my
left foot. And it was a car behind us and I had to blow the horn. Get the car from smacking us.
Oh, my God.
I got to pay attention to what's going on here, so I just listen to y'all on the radio, and I can't call in, but I was off today, so I was able to call in. I remember you was talking about the Brooklyn and Philadelphia series. You said that could be intriguing. I think Brooklyn can actually beat Philadelphia, and I already got two bets with friends of mine that it's not going to be the big four like everybody think it is. It's not going to be Boston, Philadelphia, the Bucks and Toronto in the second round. It's going to be an upset in there, and that's my prediction. I'm going to let you know ahead of time before the second round even comes. And I agree with you as far as the Bucks, Budenholzer, when he's doing these games with Detroit, he need to go game-by-game basis and see how they're doing. If they're blowing them out, just take them out, let the other players play them, because now you're going to build confidence in them like you was doing at the end of the season by letting them play, and you're probably going to need that in the end of the season. Plus, you're going to keep your starters more fresh when the rounds get harder and against these better teams. So I agree with you in that aspect. He should not be playing them when they're blowing out like this because we get a major injury that could deter us from getting this championship run that we got in us that I feel that we're going to do.
Yeah, I'm with you. All it does is make your bench better the more you get to let them play. I totally with you. And you get to build their confidence too. Thanks for the call. Hey, Sterling Brown, look, that was a guy that I didn't think was going to get much play in this series. Snell gets hurt. Brown gets the start tonight. For the Bucks, I thought Sterling Brown played well, Mitch. You agree?
Yeah, I mean,
I thought he was solid.
He's a guy that I've been high on all season, and I had with the way Mike Budenholzer has been able to develop wings over his career, I was expecting pretty big things out of Sterling Brown. And obviously, numerically, it's not the greatest, but when he's played, he's been more than serviceable, along with a lot of the other guys.
Yeah, that's crazy. I just got a text from my fiance.
who said the Detroit Pistons are not staying in Milwaukee. They are flying back to Detroit tonight.
That is correct.
That is stupid.
Yeah, they... Yeah. Why even come back, right?
I guess. So you're flying home tonight. So you'll sleep in your own bed tonight.
I mean,
you'll sleep
in
your own bed.
Detroit, though? Like a half an hour?
No, yeah, it's you're up, you're down.
I
right.
mean, yeah, you're up
no
and
doubt.
Down. It's
well, in this weather, man, no thanks.
They might not even get
I'll pass. Yeah,
they might have to wait an hour or two.
Wouldn't it be funny if they get stuck here because of snow? Oh, I would laugh.
That would be...
awesome.
You would... I mean, that would be on the
because
internet,
they didn't pack
no
any clothes
that
to come...
Be...
They didn't pack any clothes. They're expecting to go back.
Yeah.
So it's not like they got a suitcase full of clothes here. They were expecting to go back to Detroit after the games. Anyways, so yeah, so they're going back. So you get to sleep in your own bed tonight, Monday night, fly here Tuesday, I would assume, right? Stay Tuesday night, play Wednesday. I can't imagine they're flying in morning of the game. That would be real gutsy. Try and pull that off and say, we're just going to fly in Wednesday morning. We'll be good. All right, give one more call in here. Where are we going to next, Mayor Mitch?
Let's go to the south side and check in with Mike. Mike, you're up next on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Welcome back, Sparky.
Thanks.
I watched the TNT halftime. The deer jokes, total fail. Shaq was calling for body bags before the game started. He's all on board. And I thought the Thon Drummond Bad Boys 2 act, why would you have to review those calls? That's cut and dry. Should have been both ejections. And I'm with you, Sparky. I would have pulled Giannis when I saw him get up for candy. I was like, is he going back in the game?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks for the call. The Thon thing, I don't see how that's not a flagrant. I still don't understand it. I watched it. And, you know, I like Thon. But, dude, you brought your right hand down and clocked him. I mean, that was pretty clear. The left arm, clearly he was going for the ball. Like, no disagreement. He went and pulled it down. That right arm comes flailing in from the other side. That's where the flagrant should have been, and he got away with one. Totally got away with one. I don't know how they reviewed it and let it go. Maybe because he's a nice guy. I have no idea. And then the Andre Drummond thing, clearly that should have been an injection, and it was. But again, that's the frustration part of it. Did you see him blow the kiss to the fans, Drummond? That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He blew the kiss to the fans when they were booing and everything else. So he doesn't really care about, you know, people liking him one way or the other. He's just doing his deal.
Well, I think like you said before, I mean, it's one of those things where we're getting our butts kicked and we just have to do something that's hopefully not going to get a guy hurt, but do something that's going to shake things up or something, or try to plant a seed of some kind, because, you know, they got the Pistons got railroaded and they're literally nothing to take positive from this game. You brought up the Raptors game a couple of years ago where the Bucks.
Well, Kennard was a positive.
Well, true. So that's one thing where they might make the adjustment there. But I was going to say that Toronto game 2 years ago where the Bucks just manhandled the Raptors in game three back here, they found Norman Powell in that game who came in at the end of the game. The Bucks absolutely could not stop him. Granted, they were up by 30.
And there was the adjustment.
That was your adjustment. He ended up playing, starting, I think, the rest of the series and making the difference and winning that series. So, I mean, I'm not worried about that with the Pistons. But, you know, other than Kennard, and without him, you know, geez.
Yep. He is Mayor Mitch, the Sparky Fiver. Let's get to the X factor of the game in this Bucks blowout victory over the Detroit Pistons in game one of the NBA playoffs, 121-86.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X factor of the game. Brought to you by Bryant Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
X factor of the game for the Milwaukee Bucks. I have no idea. They showed up. The Pistons didn't. I don't know. What's your X factor, Mayor Mitch? I'm all ears.
Giannis.
The whole starting five. They were like, they dominated them. I mean, this game was over in the first quarter, so.
Maybe the Charlotte Hornets or Miami Heat for not being able to catch.
Because
the Pistons.
You can't even say that the X factor was Blake Griffin not playing, because I don't think it would have mattered. Would they have won by as much? Maybe not, but they probably still would have won by 20 or 25. Easy, even with Blake Griffin, because I don't think it changes much of anything at the end of the day. X factor of the game, Bucks starters. There you go. No, that's your X factor of the game. Complete domination of the Pistons starters. And that was the big difference at the end. If you want to give us a call, please do so. If you're driving, please use your Bluetooth. Please keep both hands on your wheel so you aren't spinning out like the car that I almost ran head into on the interstate earlier tonight. Really wasn't close, but still. I don't want to see headlights facing me in the slow lane as I'm driving down 94 by the airport and having to stop to go around them. Good thing I was paying attention. 121-86 Bucks over the Detroit Pistons. We'll get back to more of your calls. Plus, we'll hear from Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer and get a sports flash from Mayor Mitch all straight ahead.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Yannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show, presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
Bucks get the win 121-86 over the Detroit Pistons. Defensive play of the game. Mayor Mitch, what you got?
Pretty easy one here. Giannis Antetokounmpo with the big steal and slam, as we touched on a little earlier in the show. This was early in the third quarter when the game was already pretty much out of hand.
Five straight threes to begin the third quarter. It has been incredible. Here he comes again.
Oh, goodness.
And the Greek basketball god raining down on the Pistons.
Spiro Dedis on the call. Another
Greek,
a fellow Greek.
Basketball god. I don't like that. Not a fan. Don't like it.
Well,
I don't like calling people gods. Like, that's,
I mean,
that's
he's
at
pretty
a whole,
close.
That's a whole, no, stop.
And I used to think the Greek freak was a little bit, not condescending, but a little bit just, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, a little, not fair.
Politically correct.
Not political, but just you're diminishing him. And then, but a Greek god, on the other hand.
That's stupid. No, see, you and I are totally different. Like, I've always been a fan of the Greek freak. People got mad about it.
I like it more now, I think, because it's
whatever.
He really is a freak. Like, he really is, you know, and especially now with the way he's put on weight and everything.
Yep. All right, that highlight. Courtesy of TNT, Sparky Fiber, Mayor Mitch, chairman of the DJ Wilson Fan Club over there. Evan taking your calls. Where to next, Mayor Mitch?
Let's go to Mike and Tosa. You're up next on the fan. What's up, Mike?
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
Sparky, I was at the playoff game, and I went, even though we could lose, because I've had that luck all season, but we've won. And of the three losses I watched, Giannis didn't play into those games. So
that's a good point.
Did you notice right before the shove of Drummond when Giannis hit the first of four threes? You know, he missed the first three, and Drummond, like, waved him off as Giannis was launching it, and then he swished it. And I think he was just fed up at that point. And we were right above the tunnel, and I had the video of him blowing us a kiss. I was about two rows above the tunnel as he's walking out.
He did. He blew the kiss while he was on the floor still, too.
Yeah, he was yucking it up, that's for sure. To me, this series is more about danger from stuff like that than losing. These guys are just frustrated and ready to, you know, go fishing, as TNT would say. But I want to get your take on, A, two things. One, should Mirotić continue to play in the fourth quarter because he needs to get a rhythm back?
Yes.
And B, what is going on with Snell? I thought he was supposed to be back.
So did I.
But maybe.
Well, we have Matt Velasquez. Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel joins us in about 20 minutes. So we'll ask him about Tony Snell. We'll find that out.
Are you going to give us a quick snapshot of how you thought the other first round games have gone with the two upsets of Toronto and Philly?
Actually, I will right now. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I love the hell out of it. Oh, boy, did I love the hell out of those. Boy, oh, boy. I tell you something. Now, look, everybody's got their own take. There is nothing I enjoy more right now in the NBA than seeing Philly get beat. Nothing. Nothing, 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 nothing. I loved every single minute of it. And then they're pulling Amir Johnson, pulling out his cell phone. Oh, my kid's sick. Dude, why is M.E. laughing then? I'm like, what was on that phone? Your sick kid? He's laughing at your kid being sick? Like, that was stupid. So I enjoyed that thoroughly. The Philly's going to win the series. But it was still nice to see. But Brooklyn might take them six. That series may go a little while. And Orlando. Oh, buddy. I enjoyed that one, too. Happy for John Hammond and his crew. Failed to get a win in the first round of that series against Toronto, who's expected to be waiting for the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals. They didn't look all that good. Kawhi Leonard did, but the rest of them didn't look all that good. Kyle Lowry, what happens to that guy when the playoffs start? What? Like, I swear to God, it's like Space Jam. They just sap all of his power out of him, and he has no talent left once the playoffs start.
Yeah, he's been sneaky bad, too, I think, since pretty much the first month of the season. So,
and Van Vliet comes in. Van Vliet looks good. Still playing good off the bench. And Nick Nurse will never have the guts to bench Lowry and start Van Vliet, but
nope.
I would consider it. Where to next, Mayor Mitch?
Let's go to Adam leaving the game. Adam, you're up next on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro post-game show. What's going on, man?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm doing phenomenal as well. I am coming home from the game, and I was at my first playoff Bucks game in my life. I called you earlier in the season after the Rockets game. That was the regular season game, but it was my first playoff game as for the Bucks in my life, and I've been a lifelong Bucks fan, and I absolutely love their performance. Their starters did what they do. Giannis was unstoppable, as always, and also the rest of the starters chipped in and did their role, and then Coach Bud did a masterful job bringing in guys off the bench who contributed as well to make it a well-rounded performance and able to dominate the Detroit Pistons, and also with that, they were able to rest some starters toward the end.
No, they didn't play anybody in the fourth quarter.
So, yep. Therefore, there should be no problems really with any rest for all their guys they lean on. So I'm very happy that they got rest, as well as some other guys got to work on some of their confidence and also build it even more. So I was just overall very happy with the effort by the Bucks tonight and them coming out on top. And I can't wait to see what they do as we move along in the playoffs, and hopefully they can make a deep, deep run. Go Bucks, go. Fear the Deer, I absolutely love all the work that you guys do in your post-game show, too. I'm an avid listener, so thanks.
Sounds good, man. Appreciate you listening, and hopefully you'll be able to get to another playoff game before this playoff run is done for the Bucks. And Giannis, thanks for the call. All right, let's hear from Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right. Let's hear from Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer. Now, in the playoffs, they're a little bit different, right? So in the playoffs, they bring everybody up essentially to like a big table, and they talk to the media, both sides of the media. So it's a little bit different. It'll go a little bit longer. I'm not sure if we'll play all of it, but we'll play some of it. Here is Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer after a Bucks blowout victory in game one of the Eastern Conference playoffs.
And I think the focus of the group, you know, the defensive effort stands out. You know, it's not easy when you don't get to play maybe the last couple games or the last game, and you got a lot of time in between games. So I just, you know, I think the guys had a lot of built up, you know, just readiness, I guess, whatever word you want to use. But good win for us. Now we just got to be humble in victory, get ready for the second game, take the same focus into game two.
Just how impressed were you by the team's focus and the way that they were able to set the tone quickly and sustain, not just early, but throughout the game?
Yeah, no, I mean, it obviously stands out. You know, I think to sustain it for basically, you know, the entire game, have very few, if any, you know, let-ups. You know, it speaks to kind of, I think, the hunger of the group, the character of the group.
Obviously, Giannis is at the forefront of that. Just what I mean for him to have, you know, another big game and just kind of prove it in the playoffs and, you know, just kind of take that next step.
I mean, it's what we've been seeing from Giannis all year. So, you know, I think he's prepared himself. He's ready. And, you know, he expects a lot of himself. And, you know, he delivers a lot of times.
I know Nico didn't shoot well from deep, but he played 15 minutes. What did you see in his return after missing 11 games?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, you know, that you mentioned, he got 15 minutes. You know, I think obviously probably didn't have it mapped out for him to get quite that many. But I think his conditioning's in a pretty decent place because he's been able to do a lot with his lower body. And so, you know, I think just for him to knock off the rust, for him to, you know, see a couple baskets go in, keep shooting it, he's going to be a big part of what we do going forward.
It seems like Giannis clunked his head pretty good on that early foul from Thon. Do you expect him to undergo any further testing on his head after that?
No, not that I'm aware of.
I think we've spoke a lot about the balance of the offense through the year, and there was certainly a stage today. I think you're up by 25 points or something in the second quarter, and Chris and Bledsoe had only had five shots between them. In terms of the offense today, how did you, what did you like about it, and do you see even more room for improvement when you look at those two guys?
Well, you know, we've talked all year about just taking what the defense gives you, and every night it can be somebody different. Every half it can be somebody different. You know, I think it's a huge positive for us that, you know, we can score at the rate we're scoring, and, you know, Chris may have a quiet half or Bled may have a quiet half, and there's always areas to improve. We can get better offensively, but, you know, I love it when I see a box score, when lots of guys are participating, lots of guys are, you know, having good games, and we're not totally dependent on just, you know, those top three guys, top four, top five guys. So we're getting it from a lot of different places.
Bud, what's your view of the Drummond foul on Giannis that got him ejected?
You know, I actually didn't see any of the replays. It seemed pretty obvious in the heat of the moment that it was a flagrant one. And, you know, he gave him a good push. It's part of the playoffs. It didn't seem like anything besides it's obviously a flagrant, but it's part of the game.
Coach, another nice contribution from George Hill off the bench. How nice is it to know that you can just trot him out there and you always know you're going to get a positive performance from him?
Yeah, you know, I think his aggressiveness offensively has become more consistent, more steady. You know, he's such a great teammate. Sometimes he defers. He wants other people to do things. But he and I have had a couple good conversations. He's at his best. Whatever team he plays on is at their best when he's aggressive. And I think he's feeling that and sensing that and taking advantage of his opportunities. And I thought he was a big part of that first half, a big part of us sustaining our kind of pressure on both ends of the court. It's great when you can come off the bench with a guy like George Hill.
Coach, seeing three road teams lose yesterday and even the Celtics were down at halftime today, is that something you look at all? And is that anything you communicate to the team just to work on that focus that it is the playoffs and everybody plays at a higher intensity level?
We didn't talk about it, but, I mean, you know, we all have phones and TVs and all the other devices. So I'm sure the players saw it. I'm sure the coaches, I saw it. You know, it's something that you take notice of, and it's just a reminder that, you know, the regular season's done. Seedings and home court at the end of the day can be meaningless. And so you have to bring the focus that our guys brought, whether they watched it or they even know or it had any impact. I have no idea.
Bud, what do you think?
We're heading into the Bucks locker room to hear what the players saw on the court. Sponsored by Precision Sports. Specializing in the delivery, installation, removal, and repair of basketball hoops, exercise equipment, game tables, and backyard playgrounds. Go to PrecisionSportsOnline.com.
They are the best. If you are looking to get a basketball hoop installed, whether it be a school, a business, maybe in their backyard, if you got a lot of property in the back of your house, maybe you want to be special like Giannis and get a basketball court in your house, they can do all of that. I would just assume Giannis is going to have these guys do this basketball court. Have you heard about this?
How big is his house?
Oh, it's huge. The one he just bought?
Well, I'm sure it's, you know, not small, but I mean,
have you heard about this?
The guy is 7 feet tall.
So there's a story out there about Giannis.
15-foot.
No gym today. You're not allowed in the gym. I'm locking you out. So apparently Giannis is bigger.
All right, I'm just going to.
Correct. That's apparently what's happening.
I love that. I don't think I knew that.
I just read it the other day. Apparently Giannis is just going to build a basketball court in his house with a gym and workout facility so he can still do what he wants to do when Budenholzer won't let him in to the practice facility. That's just crazy.
That dude is.
It's at a whole different level. Hey, here's a fun little nugget from Jim Paschke. I like it. Bucks are 2-0 when Tigers win the Masters. Tiger wins the Masters. Beat Charlotte in Game 2, April 8th, 2001, and Detroit today by 35. Game 2 Wednesday.
So I had to do the old, what was the number one song the last time the Bucks won a playoff series?
Oh, Lord. We haven't won a playoff series yet.
Not yet.
They're going to, though, in four games.
But anyway. It was All For You by Janet Jackson.
Oh, we'll have to play that. In fact,
coming up, yes.
That night when they win the playoff series, we'll have to play songs that were like on the top 5 or top 10 billboards for bumper music coming up. That would be fun.
Nice.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Another one you might like. This morning, I happened to be going through my Google Docs, and I saw a Bucks off-season checklist that I had made for essentially my own sanity.
Because we're dorks.
Back in 2013.
Okay.
There's a lot of good stuff in there. A
lot of good stuff.
A lot of good stuff. I'll read it to you during a break or something.
Oh, that'll be good.
I would love to do it on the air one day. It probably would have been better for a regular season game, but I just found it today, and it's a lot of funny stuff in there.
Oh, we got to do that eventually, for sure. All right.
Because I was just a bright-eyed, bushy-tailed intern like Evan was over there.
Yep.
Thinking I knew everything, how to fix this franchise. Yep. And some of them happened.
Almost
to a T.
Beautiful. All right, let's hear from Brooke Lopez after the win tonight for the Bucks.
You know, I'm proud of our team. You know, it's the way we need to be the whole playoffs, but you know, at the end, we're just taking it one game at a time.
The dominance that this team had, I mean, everybody who touched the court looked confident and not cocky, but the confident.
Like, yeah, absolutely. We are confident. You know, we're just trying to go out there. We're confident in one another, ourselves as a team, everything. We just need to take it game by game and keep doing that.
How fun was it to watch Giannis, you know, give Thon? They're such good friends, but to just take them on the court the way
he does. They're going to go battle out there every time. You know, Thon's not going to give in. It's going to be great watching out the whole series.
But for you, I think so often when we think of your rim protection, we think of it against guards, but it did look like you made a big tough off Andre Drummond. Just what were you
saying? You know, I thought that's kind of a job that takes everyone on the court, you know, not just me. And it's something we talked about, you know, when scouting the Pistons. You know, that guy's a load, so. You know, it's going to take all five to come in, you know, really seal off the paint and just make everything difficult for him.
But Nico made his return after missing 11 games. I don't remember if you were out on the court with him, but what was it like just getting him back?
It's huge. You know, he's such a big lift, brings so much energy to the team, and then, you know, obviously stretches the floor even more. You know, you just have to respect him wherever he is on the court, regardless. So he just brings another great dimension to our team.
Let's talk about, you know, finding ways to stay humble and maintaining that humility.
I don't think it's really anything that we have to force or really think about too much, just because we got such a great locker room and such a great group of guys. It just comes natural with us, you know, and it's good he keeps reminding us about that, but you know, it's I don't think it's something we're really worried about this group.
Why is it so easy for you guys?
You know, again, it's just the collection of people. You know, we've been fortunate to have a great locker room this whole season. You know, so we knew right from the beginning there was something special about this group, and we've held ourselves the same way, you know, game in, game out, regardless of what's happened. I believe we're just going to continue to do that.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Let's get tonight's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks get the easy win over the Detroit Pistons, who have put the tail between their legs and are headed back to Detroit for the night. Bucks win 121-86. Giannis, 24 points, 17 boards, 4 assists, a steal, and 1 turnover. All 5 Bucks score in double figures, plus 16 off the bench for Hill, 10 off the bench for Connaughton in the easy victory for the Milwaukee Bucks. Drive of the game, Mayor Mitch.
Drive of the game. I'm going to go, how about the first basket of the game? Chris Middleton and alley-oop to Splash Mountain, Brook Lopez, and the rot was on from there.
The Bucks swept the regular season series with Detroit. Brook Lopez at the rim.
Stripped it to perfection. A little misdirection that winds up with Bledsoe back screening. Andre Drummond, nice feed. Chris Middleton inside to Splash Mountain.
Highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin, Paschke and Marcus Johnson on the call, doing a great job with that call there. All right, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk with Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Get you the injury report, which we'll get from Matt Velasquez. And we'll look ahead to game 2 of the Detroit Pistons and see how many of us think they'll blow them out by 30 or more in game 2. We'll do that straight ahead here on The Fan.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. This is Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, let's hear what Matt Velasquez has to say on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline after the Bucks annihilate and blow out the Detroit Pistons, 121-86. Matt, were you able to sneak in a nap during the game?
No, but, you know, it was still, that sounds fun thing to do, things to watch and pay attention to and enjoy. It was a not incredibly interesting game in terms of competitiveness, but, you know, there were things that happened on the court that were fun and interesting to watch. So, you know, no naps, but, you know, I'm still feeling okay, feeling refreshed.
I've said before they're going to sweep this team. I'm more convinced now than ever. I don't care if Blake Griffin comes back on Wednesday or not at this point. I just don't see how they lose a game in this series right now.
No, me neither. I wrote for the Journal Sentinel today. I remember last year I had to do my offense, defense, starters, bench, breakdowns, and all that stuff. And my prediction for their series against the Celtics was like 200 words of trying to explain how I thought about it and all this stuff. And today I just wrote, yeah, don't overthink this one. Like, Bucks 4-0. Like, that's it. That's the
it.
Series. Like, I don't see any way, like you said, like, I don't see any way that this changes. I mean, they could have Blake Griffin. They had Blake Griffin for all the games that they played during the regular season,
yep.
And they won all of those.
Absolutely. Yeah, no doubt about it. All right. Now, really, we do the injury report on this show. A caller asked specific injury question. I said, we'll ask Matt Velasquez. So we're going to do the injury report while we have you on the phone. Go ahead, Mitch.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys.
All right, so Tony Snell, injury update on him.
Maybe game two, maybe game three. They're not going to rush him back because of the extended nature of their series, you know, playing Sunday and then Wednesday, where some teams have already played two games by Monday. You know, they're trying to slow play in it. They're not too worried about rushing him. But I would guess maybe game three at the soonest, so there's still a chance of game two.
How are we feeling about Brogdon and Gasol for round two?
Brogdon has been on track, on pace with everything he needs to do to get back in time for round two. Gasol, he's still progressing. Even if he is ready for round two, I don't necessarily know if there's an on-court role that he would fit into. So that's less of a dire need. But maybe he could be back in time for round two, depending on when it starts.
There is Matt Velasquez doing what he does. Do the Pistons keep it within 20 on Wednesday?
No.
No, I agree with you. Yeah, we're both together. Matt, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your night. Be safe driving out there because it's a mess.
Oh, great. Can't wait.
Yep. Take care. There he is, Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
All right. Let's look ahead to game number two.
What about the next game? What do you expect from this team now? Time for some forward thinking. Sponsored by Forward Financial Partners. Moving forward together. Find your way at FFPWI.com.
All right. You just heard Matt Velasquez say he doesn't think he'll be within 20 on Wednesday. Mayor Mitch? Makes you nervous, doesn't it? You don't want to say
well,
it.
Well, if I did see a tweet somewhere that if Blake Griffin plays in this series, it won't be until Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Blake Griffin. They're not keeping it within 20.
Evan, do they keep it within 20, the Pistons?
I think so. My prediction coming in was a gentleman sweep, five games. I figured they'd get one in Detroit.
You still feel that way?
No, but, well, I don't want to jinx anything. I also...
You're not jinxing this, dude. You're not jinxing this.
Yeah, it's tough to jinx it.
You're not jinxing this.
I don't know. I also don't want to get ahead of myself. I don't want to say, oh, Bucks, we're winning 16 straight. We're winning the championship.
I didn't say that, man. Well, no, I just asked for your prediction on the next game, man.
Oh, next game, if Blake is out, if Mirotić proves that he's healthy and can actually hit a shot, I see no reason why we shouldn't win by at least 15.
20. Yeah, okay. He's just scared. That's okay.
They might win by 19.
You don't have to be scared. This game's good. We'll see. Maybe I'll be wrong. I just don't see how it's close. They're going to blow them out again. There's your forward-thinking moment for the game, whether Blake Griffin plays or not. I hope Blake Griffin plays. I hope they beat him by 30. And then that'll be the end of the conversation going back to Detroit.
Yeah.
And by the way, I've seen a lot of people saying they got Bucks tickets for the games in Detroit, for game three in Detroit. A lot of people saying they already got tickets. So it's going to be a lot of Bucks fans, I think, in Detroit because you're getting them relatively cheap, cheaper than you would for a Bucks game in Milwaukee. That's for darn sure. $100 seats, and you're not that far off the court, apparently. Yeah. So
what's Detroit, like a 5-6 hour drive?
Yeah, it's not that bad. But I'm just telling you, if you want to go, I bet you after tonight's game, you can really get a deal on some tickets because Pistons fans are going to be like, dude, we're screwed. This is over. If they win Wednesday, I bet you can really get a deal on tickets for Saturday in Detroit. And it's a weekend game, so you don't got to take off work. Leave after work on Friday, make the drive, go to the game Saturday night, take your time coming home Sunday, maybe hit up the casino after the game on Saturday night, and come back Sunday. Just saying. All right, that'll do it. Bucks get the win, 121-86. Chuck and Winkler tomorrow morning, 6 to 10. I'm sure they'll be talking about the Bucks. And Bart, if you're listening, I don't know if you are, I saw your tweet about Kareem not saying that Giannis is the MVP. And yeah, it is weak, dude. I'm with you. If people realized what that dude was like when he was down, when he was here before, and how he forced his way out of Milwaukee, all this hoopla and all this crap would not be happening for this dude. Like, people would hate that.
Yep,
man.
It's far enough removed that.
Yes, and most people weren't alive when he like did me. What he did. Don't know really the history of it or whatever else. And even if they do know the history, they don't care because he's one of the greatest basketball players of all time. And he wore a Bucks uniform, so that's good enough for them. I'll never buy anything Kareem related. He's Mayor Mitch, he's Sparky Fiverr, Evan, other side of the glass. Enjoy the rest of your night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.